Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. If you guys are just joining us, we are setting you up for a great winter vacation. Last segment, we were talking about traditional hotels versus timeshares and versus B&Bs. Now, Doc Bill is visiting with me, actually via telephone, joining me here. He's down on the coast where the Sapelo Island birdhouses are, which are vacation rentals. Now, Doc Bill, vacation rentals are a great option for when you go on vacation. And why is that? Why vacation rentals versus those traditional hotels or timeshares or B&Bs, all those other options that we have?
Well, vacation rentals have expanded dramatically, and they're every place around the whole world. And the other advantage is you're renting the whole house or the whole unit, or with the condo, and that you have control of, and you pick the friends that you want to have with you. So it's a really intimate experience that you can have. And that's the really neat thing about that. You have a whole kitchen, you have bathrooms, as well as the surrounding grounds and amenities, which make it really neat.
Well, that's a really good point. I mean, you really do have run of the whole house. So sometimes, you know, the owners may have a closet or something like that that's locked off because that may be where they keep their personal things or maybe some cleaning supplies or that type of thing. But other than that, I mean, you have the whole house, as you mentioned, where you can do whatever, whether it's out on the lawn or if they have a pool or a tennis court. I mean, it really is a great option for just having a whole array of activities that you can get involved in.
Well, it is, and then basically it's like having a second home. I think that's the neatest thing when you do vacation rentals. You're in an environment the way these days in the world. You can be any place. You can be on the water. You can be in the mountains. You can be in the desert. And it's like having a house in this environment, you, your intimate friends, and then you can split the cost. So the cost and savings, depending on the group that you have, can bring the cost down dramatically, which is really neat.
Well, I think that is probably the number one point, because some of these vacation rentals that you find can sleep up to even 20 people. So when you talk about bringing a group, maybe it's a group of friends, girlfriends trips, or guys on a fishing trip, it's a great option for really splitting the cost of that. So even if a place is, say, $1,000 a night, when you split that times 20, I mean, that really is a much larger savings over what you would spend at a hotel.
Well, it is. And again, there's so much variety in vacation rentals. The cost, you can rent places that are astronomical in price, and you can get places that are very, very low in price. So you can find something to fit your budget or whatever special occasion, from luxury houses that hang and look over oceans to small little houses that are small and intimate and have nice areas up in mountains, or again, it can be down on the beach as well.
Yeah, you know, so there are lots of choices out there. I mean, you mentioned a couple of them, VRBO, Home Away. Airbnb is like taking off like hotcakes. I mean, everyone's talking about Airbnb, and that is a great option for people who are looking for places. The other good thing too, Doc, is, you know, all of these online websites are filled with pictures. Some of them have videos. There are a lot of reviews that you can also read about the vacation rentals. Are those positive things, though, do you think, in all cases?
I think overall they're okay, but again, you have to be careful because you have to have a place in which the owners are going to be straightforward with what's going on. And again, you know, one of the things that's helpful is looking at reviews, and reviews are really good to give you some idea of what's going on. And with any place, you'll get some good reviews, you'll get some bad reviews. No place is going to have a total set of really great reviews. You'll get a few bad ones, and it's good to have a bad one because it lets you know what the experience is like. So you take all that into consideration when you're looking at a place to stay, and the vacation rental places give you that option to look at that, look at the pictures, and then talk to other people that may have been there that you may have known that went to that area, and that can be quite helpful as well.
Exactly. I want to go back to what you said about the reviews, because you're absolutely right about that, because if there are no bad reviews, it does kind of make you wonder, well, are these reviews just kind of put there by maybe friends or family? But what you want to look for in those reviews that are not so good is how did the owners or how did the management company handle the situation, the breakdown in the customer service? How did they come back and solve that? How quickly, you know, were the people satisfied with that? Or just what happened when there was a problem? And a lot of those sites also too have the opportunity, when there is a review that's not so good, for the owners to reply. So definitely look at and read through how you even hear and read how the owner is replying to the problem online with what they're saying.
That's very important. I mean, there's some things that an owner can control and some things they can't control. And so you want to know how they respond to that situation and try to make it as pleasant as possible. as pleasant an experience for the guests as possible. And that's something that's quite helpful. In other places, the locations of these things sometimes can be such that you're going to get a set of inherent problems. You get a lot of advantages and beauty, but at the same time, because of the remoteness of the place, you're going to get some issues with that.
Well, you're right about that. And something else to keep in mind, too, I guess maybe on the side of things to consider, would be you're going to have to handle things like garbage and recycling, which could possibly be a challenge, especially if you're staying for over a week's period of time or 2 weeks period of time. You could maybe see if they have additional maid service or something like that that comes in, but that would be an additional charge. So things that you would normally do at home, you're going to have to do those at the vacation rental, too. Now, if you're a person who doesn't mind doing laundry and things like that while you're on vacation, certainly most vacation rentals probably have washer and dryers in them, so you might end up having to do a little bit of laundry, too. I personally don't want to do laundry on vacation. I know some people want to, but hey, that's why they say they have that saying, to each their own, right?
Right. And again, you know, you make sure that when you're looking at rentals at the place that you're renting them in the city, that is a legal facility. You know, so yes, you want to make sure and you want to check, because some places, some people are renting houses that they don't really have the legal right to rent. And if something happens, then your fee or whatever you pay, or your trip could be cut short. A lot of things can happen. So you want to make sure it is a legal accommodation and then everything works out well, and there's paperwork and a contract.
That is so true, Doc Bill, because there are a lot of issues around vacation rentals, because obviously vacation rentals are in neighborhoods, and some cities actually have created laws against renting your property for short-term rentals. You can do the long-term rentals. Long-term rentals are 6 months or more, but the short-term rentals are considered illegal, so you definitely want to check that out. But now down at Sapelo, the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, you guys have been doing this for a while, so maybe you have some pointers that you can give folks in terms of what they should look at when they are looking to maybe rent a vacation rental.
Well, was there information on the site? Most people, if you rent through a VRBO or someplace like that, you have a limited amount of space to talk about the property. We have a whole website, the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, where people can look and get information, not just on the cottages, but on the island. And again, we send people a contract, which we like them to review and look over. And we also give them a pre-arrival letter, which is information about the island and things to look at. If you're bringing pets, things like that. Again, a lot of this information is on the website. So I like to think if people take their time and look at all that, they get good information before they get to the island to know what to expect, because you're coming to a place that's 12 miles offshore and stepping back in time 200 years. And so you're not going to have all the amenities. There's only one store on the island, and that store is open at certain hours. So things like that you have to look at, but the upside is just beautiful nature, pristine, mm-hmm. A lot of things to see, and you know, miles of deserted beach, which most of the time is just you.
Well, that's so true. And, you know, people want that. You know, they want that secluded, you know, get away from it all, kind of disconnect with day-to-day life, but connect with the family and friends. But, you know, we're coming down to the end of this segment. And, Dr. Bill, before we wrap it up, I do want to go back to one thing you mentioned. That's the rental agreement. And I think that is a key thing to look for with the vacation rentals, because that rental agreement should really have everything spelled out. And you may think that you kind of, you know, want to scoot around some of those things. But if there are any problems with what you thought you were going to get or what your expectations are, that vacation rental agreement should definitely have all of those things covered. And if you have one of those, that is your leg to stand on as well for what you felt that you were supposed to get. So that rental agreement is key. It's absolutely key.
And that's true. You know, so those are things to look for. And if you do that, those agreements protect you as well as they protect the owner. And it makes a vacation, you know, again, something that happened, it gives you some insurance. So those are things to look for, and it makes your trip a lot more enjoyable.
Absolutely, absolutely. And this segment as well is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses down on beautiful Sapelo Island, Georgia. So check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com, and they will definitely give you that rental agreement. No problem with that at all. Now you guys sit tight, because when we come back, I have a suggestion for a winter getaway. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends on North Georgia's News Talk, AM 550 and FM 102.9 WDUN.